The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to the Business Hour. I'm Cyril Fulyoun with you, and this is IFM, the sound of your life. So property developers, construction owners, quantity surveyors and contractors face many challenges as they navigate through mostly uncharted territory with their projects experiencing mounting risk from the effects of COVID-19. And Dr. Hendrik Prinsloo, former senior lecturer at the Engineering, Built Environment and Information Technology of the University of Pretoria, recently published his book entitled Construction Delay Analysis Simplified, a step-by-step guide for the analysis and formulation of delay claims. And tonight we have him on the line. So, and Doctor, hi, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. It's good to be with you.
So, Doctor, looking at 2020, what impact did COVID-19 have on the quantity surveying and contracting industry? You know, and what are some of the biggest challenges that they face?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think like many industries, it had a severe impact, and I think in most cases, I think most of the contractors suffered delays in that they cannot continue work for a long period of time, and I think that always have an impact also on property developers, on their profitability and so on. I think that's the one aspect, and I think the second aspect is also additional cost, and I think always important in construction is safety. In if you're able to continue with construction, the protection of the workers, introducing measures for COVID-19. And I think that was the impact. And then ultimately, I think a lot of this uncertainty leads to risk and then delays and how to treat the delays. And I think it's always difficult to come to a solution if there's additional costs, how that should be divided between the parties.
Doctor, if we look at some of the challenges we are facing in South Africa, would you say other countries around the world are facing similar challenges?
Yes. I've been working in the USA for the last 2 years, and I think the challenges are very similar. And I think with COVID and construction, I think it's really dependent on the specific country or even province or state and how they deal with COVID. And I think in many countries, they had, like in South Africa, for a specific period of time, a total ban of construction activities. Other countries have taken, I think, an approach where they would allow some essential construction to continue, but I think in essence it's fairly the same, and I think once construction is allowed to continue, I think there's consistently allowance for safety measures to ensure that we protect workers against COVID.
So if we look at construction delay, can you maybe help us understand it a little bit better,
yes,
you know, what exactly it is, and especially the different types of delays that you've seen thus,
yes,
far in quantity surveying and contractor industries?
Yes, certainly. I think the delay is any event that takes place during construction that would ultimately delay the completion or the planned completion of the project. So I think COVID-19 is a good example, and I think just from a practical perspective, because of COVID-19, I think many contractors were not able to continue with construction as planned. So, and I think because of that, that would mean that your completion date will be delayed. Now, the big question normally is the delay in completion would mean additional cost. I think from the client or the property developer side, it means that they would not be able to earn rental income at the date when they planned. For the contractor, it means that they need to be on the construction site for a longer period of time, so there might be additional cost associated to that. And the big question is, but who is responsible for the cost. So I think there are two types of delays. Firstly, I think what we refer to is a excusable delay, and that's a delay that the contractor would get payment for any cost. Typically, it might be something that's beyond the control of the contractor. For example, COVID-19 might be depending on the construction contract, one example, or something that is delaying the contractor, like design information that's coming from the client, and that would be excusable delay. On the other hand, if there's something that's within the control of the contractor, it's called an unexcusable delay, and for that, the contractor would normally not get compensation. So I think that's the two main types of delays that we deal with on construction sites.
Dr. Hendrik Prinsler, former senior lecturer at the Engineering, Built Environment and Information Technology of the University of Pretoria, joining us right here on the Business Hour, speaking about his book, Construction Delay Analysis Simplified, a step-by-step guide for the analysis and formulation of delay claims. So next week, we will continue our discussion where he will give us some advice as how to avoid disputes in the industry, specifically if we look at quantity surveying and contractors. So do stay tuned, and also remember to tune in again next week.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.